Yeah, what I would tell you is I believe that you're probably right.
I know I'm an expert on it.
Okay, cell phones.
I work for the FBI.
Yeah, cell phones are probably bad for you, but there's a lot of things that we can't do around this whole area that are going to be bad for us. Waves, microwaves.
It's when the evil comes in and they try to control.
Satan's going to use a lot of evil. Here's a gospel card for you.
No, I don't need it.
Jesus is the only way. You should be more concerned about your eternal soul than radio waves.
You should be more concerned about your body because they're defaming your
actually, Jesus said we should be more concerned about our spirit that's going to live forever. Our body's going to perish.
Yes, I already know that. But I'm saying...
So we should be more focused on that.
I'm not talking about that at all.
Because there's a lot of stuff, microwaves in the air, that I can't control. If I got rid of a phone, I'm probably being fried by microwaves and radio signals around the Earth. But I trust in God to maintain me.
Right.
Okay, and I use my phone for His glory and reach people with the gospel all over the world. So I'm not going to run from the phone. I'm going to trust in God. And Jesus said, "Be anxious for nothing."
I didn't ask for your opinion. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Test yourself to the Word of God.
I don't need that. I'm already saved.
Well, what do you mean?
What's
the gospel?
I'm saved.
What's the gospel?
But I'm furious we got to start talking about these people. Police don't do anything about it. They can't. They're not equipped.
Yeah.
And the FBI won't do shit right now.
Yeah.
So
I understand.
We have to take it in our
go and don't perish sometime and check out the biblical gospel. That'll help you. Focus on that, not the FBI and all that.
No, FBI because it's not going to be a peaceful thing.
On judgment day, you won't be worried
about
the FBI.
Well, God's going to judge no matter what.
He's going to judge, and if you're not born of Him, sir, you're going to lose your salvation.
I already know that. I just told you I'm a Christian.
Yeah, but sir, if you're more caught up in the things of the world, you're not serving God. You're not a true Christian.
No. We have to stick up for our rights.
No, the Bible to preach the gospel, I stand for my rights. But the Bible doesn't tell us to stand for our rights to make the world better. The Bible says stand up for your rights to preach the gospel. Don't get caught up in the affairs of the world.
It says on a scale to weigh the scale, and that's what I'm doing. I'm weighing the scale.
Yeah, weigh your scale towards eternity,
sir. Weigh your scale towards living in peace.
The only peace is going to be when Christ comes and he's the Prince of Peace.
We can do something about it.
Yeah. Christ is the Prince of Peace. He's going to bring peace. And the only peace for your soul is if you repent and follow Him and come out of the world.
I already know that.
Yeah, well.
Why are you telling me so?
Because you're caught up in the things of the world, sir. By your fruit.
You're not standing up for something.
Okay, but you're not telling people about Jesus Christ here. You're telling people about microwaves.
What if somebody just ripped off your sign? And I would say, oh, no, talk about Jesus.
Well, it wouldn't be good.
No.
It wouldn't be good. No, but it's not going to bother me. I'm going to continue to preach. Right? I'm going to continue to preach.
These criminals out here.
Don't mock. God's going to deal with all mockers.
Or
test yourself to the gospel. No. Test yourself to the gospel. Bible.